Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah. I see blessings, blessings.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord, everybody. Blessings, 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 everyone. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church on this morning. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Every time we turn around, blessings, blessings, blessings. Somebody say the blessing is on me. The favor is on me. The healing is on me. Holy Ghost power is on me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. I want to apologize on last week. Amen. I was preaching a message and nobody was there. Praise God. So I thank God. Amen. Anyway, I guess I was preaching to myself on last week because I think y'all got half of it. Y'all didn't get the rest of it. And everything went static. Amen. But to God be the glory. So I pray today, amen, that we will get the message. Amen. The Holy Ghost will have his way today. Praise God. I did send away for another piece of my equipment that make it better and to sound better. So I thought it was going to come on yesterday, praise God, but it didn't come. So I want y'all to bear with me. Let me know, amen, that something's going on. Just call that 302-883-9799 number. Amen. Just text me on it. Let me know that you're hearing me. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you allowed me to come into your homes this morning. I thank God, amen. On this week, praise God, we're going to talk about, amen, hallelujah, no more barrenness, no more barrenness, no more barrenness, amen. Let me pray first, amen. As God give it to me today, I want to give it to you, amen, hallelujah, because I tell you on this week, amen, there's been a lot going on. I'm quite sure, praise God, there's been some things going on with you as well, but God is still yet in control. He's still yet on the throne, and he is still yet doing miracles. His miracles have never ceased, it, and he didn't stop. Amen. Praise God. If you woke up this morning, amen, that means that God is not done with you yet. Praise God. So give God a thanks and give him a praise and just exalt his name because he woke you up this morning. You are in your right mind, and you have the activity of your limbs. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, that you will open up the airways, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, somebody needs a word from you today, Father God. Someone is thirsting and someone is hungry for you, Father. And I pray, Father God, that you will fill every empty cup on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let the overflow, spring forth, God, like rivers of water, God, in our belly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will touch us right now, God, from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will let your blood prevail, God, against any spirit, God, that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, God, that you will have your way in this place on today. Today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless everyone that's represented here, Father God. You know and you see and you hear what they need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let this word bring forth life, God. God, in the lives of your people, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit. And I say, thank you, Father God. Give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I hear you, Father. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Bless thy people. Heal thy people, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Every battle, every battle, every battle that they are dealing with on today, God, because I hear you, Father, every battle that they are dealing with, Father God, I ask that you know and void it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will crush it under your feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic spirit, God, crush it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that's blocking the way of your people, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I ask that you loose your power upon them right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now that you are answering prayers, God. I thank you right now, God, that you are touching them. I thank you right now that you are breathing upon them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I give you glory and I praise you in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul. Says amen on today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, I thought I was going to go into prayer for the whole thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But today, amen, praise God, barren no more. Barren no more. No more barrenness. Amen, praise God. On this week, God has been speaking to me about the season of birthing, the season of birthing. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And we're going to come from Habakkuk 2, amen, verses 2 and 3, amen. But I want to, let me go to 1, amen, that would you get the full understanding of what God is saying on today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Habakkuk, everybody knows this scripture, amen, but God got a different twist in this thing today, amen, praise God. Habakkuk 2, starting at verse number 1, it says, I will climb up to my watchtower, guard post. There I wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. He says, then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. The vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. That is the reading of my scripture. When I take a look at Habakkuk, when he says, write this, write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read and run on. The vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for that coming. You know, when something aches, praise God, it's aching for that coming. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. Oh, somebody talk to me today. No more barrenness. Life is a process of diminishing dreams. Come on, somebody. This is true if we live only for self. There are two results if our dreams focus only on self-fulfillment. Life either denies us achieving those dreams or disappoint us when we arrive. When we deliver that, the goal we achieved are far less fulfilling than we expected, powerless to stop the relentless approach of eternity. Come on, somebody. The believers can escape the grip and fully embrace life right to the end. The Bible is filled with people who had dreams and had many struggles, setbacks before their dreams were realized. Come on, somebody. But achieved great fulfillment along the way. Abraham, in other words, Abraham, Hebrews 11:17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, I want you to hear me, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Look at Jacob. Jacob, 14 years working for Rachel. Joseph, We know the stories, amen, but God says remind you. Jacob, 14 years, he worked for Rachel. Joseph, here from the pit, then he dealt with Potiphar, then he went to prison, and then to the palace. Ruth was a widow. She was barren. She was homeless, a foreigner, working in the field, picking up scraps. Then, look at this, owning the field and fruitful. See, God is able to change anything in a person's life. All he has to do is speak a word. You might be doing something right now, and you might feel that there is no hope right now, but God is doing something supernatural behind the scenes. She went from being a widow, barren, homeless, a foreigner, didn't know who God was, working in the field and then picking up the scraps of somebody else. When she did that, then she ended up owning because, come on, somebody, I'm not going to go through the story, praise God, but then she ended up owning the field that she picked up scraps for. Israel in Egypt slaves finally freed and went to Canaan. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection seated in authority. Come on, somebody. Peter, a leader, then what they call a failure, and then now he's a leader again. Here, Paul, the Pharisee, he was hell-bent on persecuting the church of believers. On the road to Damascus Road, Paul, a young man, come on somebody, Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Paul died with dreams still burning in his heart. I want to talk to the people that feel that they're older, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I remember, praise God, on this week, praise God, I was telling my daughter, she called me and I said, y'all better check on y'all mama. Y'all know y'all mama getting old, praise God. Y'all might laugh at me, but I turned 60, right? So, you know, I'm getting older to my daughters, right? She said, oh, come on, mom, because, you know, 60 is the new 40 right now. The 60 years old and the 70 years old and the 80 years old got more life than the young people, praise God. So I want to talk to somebody that feel that they're getting older, praise God. But the Bible says, amen, our spirit man growing, growing, growing day by day. Come on, somebody. Here, hallelujah. Though our outer man is decaying. Somebody even hear me, the Holy Ghost. Yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Paul, as they said, he died with things inside of him. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Here, old age had not aged his spirit at all. Paul's secret was his greatest desire. Paul said in Philippians 3:10, I might know him. Come on, somebody. I might know the Lord Jesus. All God has to do is breathe in your direction for everything to change, producing life, giving birth. Come on, somebody. Visions and dreams requiring intimacy. Gives him permission to breathe on you and in you. To breathe on you requires a closeness. The place of intimacy is where dreams and visions are birthed and shared. I want somebody to hear me today. Praise God in the name of Jesus. The Lord wants you to know, praise God, that he is getting ready to breathe on you. He's getting ready to breathe a new life in you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody needs strength today, I hear the Lord says. And I will breathe on you today. Glory to God. I will breathe in you, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit. the things of God are not hidden from us. Come on. They are hidden for us. Say it with me today. Come on, somebody. Lord, stir my heart with your dreams. Come on. And plans for me, Lord. Stir my heart, God, again. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, dream big again. Come on, somebody. Somebody lost hope. I keep hearing the Spirit of God saying you lost hope along the way because of all the persecution, because all of the trials, because of what you're going through, what you were seeing. But I'm here today, Zedadabosha, to tell you, God said, dream again. Come on. Come on, dream again. Raise your hope level back up. Some of us, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, some of your times of greatest temptation to quit are the times God is drawing you into a deeper fellowship with him. Hear me, God. Oh, come on, hear me, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Some of your times of greatest temptation. What is temptation? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. A lot of you are going through many battles. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. You might be going through it with your children. You might be going through with your bills. You might be going through with your husband. You might be going through on the job. Come on, somebody. But there is sometimes that God lets us know, and the greatest temptation is to quit. It's not the time to quit. Praise God. Yes, there is times that God is drawing you into deeper fellowship when you are going through some stuff. Praise God. God don't want you to quit. You might be going through, I hear you, God. My God, I give you glory. Somebody is going through some terrible heartaches. Somebody is going through, praise God, you don't know how you're going to pay that bill. Some of you, praise God, are going through loneliness. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you could be married and still be lonely. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. But know that God sees you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You might be going through debt problems. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But your trust is in the Lord. Praise God. You know, on this week, praise God, I was going through so much, praise God, but I begin to say, Lord, you know what, praise God, I understand, praise God, the purpose and the plan. I understand, God, that you allowed me to go through all this for the sake of the kingdom. Some of you are going through for the sake of the kingdom. Some of you are going through, praise God, for your children. Some of you are going through for your spouse, praise God, because if you fall, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, they have not an anchor to call, to hold on to, praise God. God has set people in the land, praise God, for you to, oh my God, for you to deliver, for you to bring forth his word, for you to bring forth life to somebody else. So don't lose hope because you don't know, praise God, who's watching you, who needs you. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Some of your times, yes, Holy Spirit, to the very end, Paul writes like a young man full of zeal and interest in life, full of big plans and dreams for the future. Nothing is dying inside of Paul. It's just getting stronger. Somebody say, I'm just getting stronger. I'm just getting stronger. Somebody needs to say, I'm just getting stronger. And I decree and declare over you, you're getting stronger. You're beginning to see, glory to God, glory to God, what God has for you. Your eyes are beginning to open. Because when darkness comes, and praise God, you cannot see the light. But I decree and declare that the light of God will invade your space today in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. He says here, nothing is dying inside of Paul. It's just getting stronger. Though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Aging is a physical process that can't be halted. But old in attitude, come on, somebody, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. They shall be fat and flourishing. The Bible says it. Psalms 92 and 14 is in the Word of God. Come on, somebody. They shall still bring forth fruit in the old age. they shall be fat and flourishing. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody know what I'm talking about today. Praise God. Because your ladder shall be greater. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you see the hands of God moving in your life right now? Do you see God in the midst of all opposition? You are still yet being blessed. Income is still coming to your bank account. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God says, your ladder shall be greater than the beginning. I want somebody to know that, praise God. You might be in the middle of going through something. My God, I give you the glory. But God is getting ready to do something that's great for you, praise God. Even to your old age, I am here, saith the Lord. And even to the gray hair will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Come on, somebody. Even will carry and will deliver. Come on. I have made and I shall carry and I shall bear and I shall deliver, saith the Lord God. If you are breathing, now come on, Holy Ghost, there is still the opportunity for every promise to come to pass. I want somebody to know, praise God, God did not forget about you. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you're probably saying, Lord, remember me. Come on, y'all know that scripture. Oh, Lord, remember me. Remember me today, God. Remember me, Father. But I want you to know that God hears you, praise God. When God begins expanding and increasing us, he challenges us. Come on. I want to say that again. When God begins expanding and increasing us, he challenges us. Today is a day of new beginning. Somebody, come on with me today. A day of possession, transition, crossover, going into, come on, somebody, come on, come on, come on. Like Caleb. Caleb inherited the land that he scouted. Come on. Have you scouted the land yet? Come on, somebody. What land are you scouting in your heart? Never surrender your destiny and future to other people. Come on. I want to talk to you today. Do the thing you were created to do and go after the dream God has placed in your heart. Your eternal inheritance is priceless, untainted, permanent, secure, and no one can take it from you as long as you choose to follow him. I mean, absolutely no one. David's greatest battle wasn't Goliath. It was knowing who he was in the face, come on somebody, of the opinions of others, especially some of his own family. Never allow the opinion of others to frame your world. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to us today. Never allow the opinion of others to frame your world. Fulfill your destiny. Seek and walk with God. He will take you from places you never dreamed of. Come on, somebody. I have learned from the depths of the past pain. It is possible to be raised up. It is possible to be healed. Therefore, no matter who tries to knock you down, come on, somebody, it is important for you to know that God will always embrace you, hold you, help you, and get you back up. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Allow faith to arise in your heart and proclaim God's word over your life. No matter what you are facing today, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, because God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Today I am praying, God, open doors of opportunities and close the doors to the things holding you back in the name of Jesus. I declare every cycle of loss and grief and hurt, brokenness come to an end in your life. Come on, somebody. And the abundant life of Christ is your testimony for your future. Come on. I pray a supernatural strength. Come on, somebody, and discernment over you to step out and to move into all God has for you today and in the season ahead. What is a God dream? Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. A God-inspired hope and expectation planted in your heart. The way you see and perceive things of a man or a woman is made real in your spirit. What is your spirit talking to you about? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Don't let your dreams die. Come on, somebody. Mind and imagination by the Holy Spirit. It's God putting a picture inside. Come on, that's more powerful than anything around you, and it shapes your future. As a person thinks in his heart, so is that. You know, I was watching a movie, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, I thank you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. He said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is they. As they are all along in their heart, so they are at last in act. Come on, somebody. As you are all along in your perception and the way you see things in your heart, so you will be last, come on somebody, in action and reaction. Oh, come on somebody, say my mind is getting ready to shift. My mind is getting ready to shift. My mind is getting ready to shift. Come on somebody, I want you to walk with me this morning. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, there's so much darkness that's around us. It's so much darkness, so much stuff going on, and you can't even focus on the things of God, my God. But I'm praying today, praise God, that we will shift our imagination, that we will shift into the things that God wants us to shift in, that our mind will shift into a different atmosphere, into the glories of glories, amen. From poverty to prosperity. Come on, I want you to shift with me, praise God. From sickness to health. Come on, shift with me, because somebody needs a healing. Somebody needs to come out of poverty. Come on, somebody. I want you to speak those things from depression to joy. I speak it in the name of Jesus. Come on and shift with me. From down and out to up and over. Come on. Oh, come on, somebody. From down and out to up and over it. Come on, somebody. Come on and shift with me, praise God. From bondage to freedom. Come on, somebody. From bondage to freedom. Whatever you abound in today, praise God, I pull you out by the Holy Ghost and authority that God has given me to come out of that bondage, praise God. From the old to the new, praise God. From hate to love. Come on. Shift with me today, praise God. From bitterness to peace. Come on. Come on. Come on, church. Come on and shift with me, praise God. From confusion to a sound mind. I declare it over us today. My God, I give you glory. These are surely the days of expanding you, of strengthening you, of increasing you. Come on. Of increasing you. You are coming into the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, mama. The Bible says that you are coming into a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Give God the praises today. Praise God, because he's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the glory. My God, I give you the glory. When I took a look at Genesis, the 12th chapter, it's a conversation about a calling, a destiny. Praise God, a dialogue, a purpose, what God wanted to do in his life. Praise God. God is glorified when we are blessed. I pray for increase and release from the spirit of death over all of us today. Come on, that Bible. If you read Genesis 12, praise God, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed coming. We are blessed going. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you are coming into a season of birthing that will take you to a great breakthrough. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. God gives us the privilege of participating in the creative process was with him. Abraham, Abraham, I'm taking you from the barrenness to fruitfulness. That's what God told him. Praise God. I want to make your name great and to prosper you, to give you influence. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Influence. Greatness isn't about fame. It's about influence, y'all. Come on, somebody. Your elevation isn't about your ambition. Your elevation is about God's agenda. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me say that again, because it's not about us. I told somebody this morning, amen, praying with somebody this morning. It's not about you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, it was a couple people, praise God, and God let us know, praise God, it's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. Your elevation is just, hey, come on, somebody, isn't just about your ambition. Your elevation is about God's agenda. Somebody says about God's agenda. It's about God's agenda when he want to bless you with that new home. It's about God's agenda when he want to bless you with that new car. It's about God's agenda. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. It's about God's agenda when he bless you with your finances. It's about God's agenda. Praise God. My God, I give you glory. Because God wants to show his glory. It's not about you. Praise God. It is God's time. Somebody say it's God's time. It's God's time. It's God's time. It's God's time. It's God's agenda. My God, I give you glory. The purpose of biblical greatness isn't just to be great. It's so God can position us through his purpose to use us. Come on, Holy Ghost. God wants to exalt himself through you and me. A prophetic word for many here today, you shall not be barren no more. Come on, Holy Ghost. You shall not be barren no more. Somebody say, I should not be barren no more. Praise God. I will produce. I will have what God say. The Bible says in Genesis 25 and 21, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. Come on, somebody. And the Lord granted his plea, come on, somebody, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together. Oh, y'all talk to me today. The children struggled together. I'm going to go to a song, but I'll be right back, praise God, to finish what God has given me. Don't you miss the beat of God. I want you to dream big because the vision is made plain before us today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God's ready to bless somebody in abundance, praise God. We know, praise God, that God don't always give us prosperity message, but I'm here to tell you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is getting ready to take us out of the dirt, praise God, and he's getting ready to show forth his agenda, praise God. Everybody around you going to see the glory of God. I want you to know, praise God, before the year ends, many of you are going to see the magnificent greatness of God. Oh, you're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see what God has planted on the inside of you that's going to be brought on the outside. The same way God says this is birth in season for the saints of God. Give birth. I know the pain might be heavy, but give birth. I know, praise God, the pain makes you worry. It makes you want to just throw everything away, praise God. It makes you want to throw the towel in, praise God. But I'm here today to tell you, glory to God, your pain has purpose. My God, I give you glory. All right, come on. Come
I
on.
Find space for what yes, I treasure. And I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. And Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Make room for Jesus. Amen. Move it over. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Make room for Jesus. Ha. Remember, 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 your pain has purpose. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible, you know, sometimes, praise God, that pain sometimes makes you want to just go ball up in a knot. Praise God. Anybody been there before? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. To the point, amen, praise God, that don't even know how to pray. I just make you want to boil up and just groan in the spirit, praise God, and just know that God hears your groaning as well, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but your pain has purpose and is birthing your next. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Don't forget, amen. Now, Isaac, remember, we said, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, come on, and the Lord granted his plea that Rebecca, his wife, couldn't see, but it was a struggle, y'all, within her. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? She said, praise God. Why am I going? God granted them, praise God, that baby. Come on, somebody. But it was a struggle on the inside. So she went to inquire of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the Lord said to her, Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. The struggle in the womb, the birthplace, come on, somebody, because some of you have given birth to multiple babies in this season, praise God. Somebody's ministry is going to rise back up, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. There is such a birthing that's taking place, saith the Lord thy God, that you cannot see it yet, but you shall see it, saith the Lord. It's because it's about more than you. Your blessing is more about, it's not just about you, praise God. It got people attached to it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The prophetic release I'm going to give you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. In this day of birthing forth the vision I installed within you, saith the Lord. Do not be afraid to break past your traditional norms. For as I continue to inspire you to move forward, I will also inspire you to innovate and invent. Come on, somebody. And in doing so, you will break new ground. You will adapt to new ideas and attitudes. You will implement new strategies. Come on, somebody. New inventions, new improvements, saith the Lord thy God. For in this way, I am stretching you. Somebody say, God is stretching me right now. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because some of you, praise God, are going through so much. For in this way, I am stretching you, pushing you, pulling you into the realms I have called you to occupy. And my spirit will not only guide you, but will inspire you to take the new ground in the realm, come on, I have called you for you to personally occupy. Come on, somebody's getting ready to get some property. I will press you to new advance, saith the Lord, but I will also show you how. I will press you to grow. Come on. But I will instruct you along the way, and you will see it come to pass. Come on, somebody. As your heart desire begin to manifest before you, and you will taste the goodness of my plans conceived within your heart, and you will know I am love. Come on, God is talking to us today. And there is no one like me, saith the Lord. As you continue to grow, the time spent in preparation will be evident. Come on, somebody, because right now, praise God, some people are in preparation. Your heart will remain steady. As your eyes continue to glaze upon abundant life, I will bring you to your very doorstep, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, somebody. Like my plans for you. You were born from the depths of love. from within your heart. Come on, somebody. Within God's heart, God says you was born in love. Come on, because he thought about you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. And the immeasurable goodness of it all will wash away your doubts, your hurts, your fears, your disappointment, and you will be held by them no more. Oh, y'all better hear what the Holy Spirit is saying today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I was up, glory, no more shy, 3 o'clock this morning, just writing it in the book. She can't get it about Shanda. God wants to talk to us today. Praise God. God said the immeasurable goodness of all it, oh, Rabbi Shanda, of it all. He said, I'll wash away your doubts, your hurt, your fear, your disappointment, and you will be held by them no more. For you will see how my hand have been with you always, saith the Lord. You will see my fingertips on every page of the book of life, praise God. You will recognize my handwriting, saith the Lord, and I will, and you will know me as your author and orchestrator, saith God. And your heart will acknowledge the experience you have encountered and how they have shaped you, trained you and prepared you today, saith the Lord thy God. God preparing somebody for something great, praise God. And if he didn't prepare you for something great, praise God, you will not be able to stay there, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God, because the hardest time is the time that God is preparing you for something new. He's preparing you for something next. So he's training you, he's preparing you today as well as for what is to come. As you continue to follow me, as you continue to follow the heart, praise God, will become soft and saith the Lord thy God. Your hope will become enlarged. Your joy will increase, saith the Lord thy God. And your well-being will be abundant in every way. Be encouraged, saith the Lord thy God. My precious one, my daughter, my son, my beloved, be encouraged as you allow me to inspire, innovate your, praise God, the true growth in life. Be bold in knowledge that I am with you, leading you and working in you to continue to accomplish my good plan for your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we receive God's vision. Somebody say God's vision. We receive God's vision and plan for the rest of this year and beyond. Lord, grant us supernatural infusion of faith. Come on, somebody, that matches the time to take us, amen, forward, to strengthen us, praise God. Strengthen us in our spirit, praise God. We need a spirit infusion of the faith of God, praise God. So I'm asking God to give you a spiritual double dose of infusion of faith, praise God, that matches where he's getting ready to take you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. To put a stake in the ground. Open our eyes to see the unlimited numbers of possibilities that surround us right now. Inspire us to go after bold visions and achieve extraordinary things for God's kingdom and the new birthplaces. Come on, somebody. For God's kingdom, birth new possibilities. I will bring glory and finish strong. Somebody say, I will bring glory to God and I will finish strong in 2021. My birthing season is here. I am chosen in the place for such a time as this. You were chosen, and so, yes, Holy Spirit, for such a time as this, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit, my birth and season is here. I am chosen. I am chosen. I am chosen. My life matters. Come on, somebody say, my life matters. My life matters. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I am making a difference. Today needs to be me. Praise God. Today needs me. Today needs me. Come on, somebody say, today needs me. Tomorrow, tomorrow needs me. There are things that are yet to happen that needs me. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Step forward and stretch out my life to God. Embracing faith as my attitude to face all things. I will step up. Come on, somebody say, I will step up and do great exploits with God and for God. I will step beyond my current limitations and reach out and grab my blessed future. Come on, somebody. I will step above into a higher place, a new position, a new future filled with God's hope. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I stand against the darkness and let my light shine in the place in this world. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself today. In my place of influence and authority, I will keep my heart open to the works of the Holy Spirit, and I will live my life. Come on, somebody. I will walk in my God-given purpose and passion. I will see the provisions of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Come on and give God the glory. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is your time, praise God. You will be barren no more, saith the Lord. And I know you, praise God. Y'all going to give some testimonies, praise God, of what God is doing this year, this year, this year here. Praise God. This is your birthing season, saith the Lord. Like he said, write this. Write what you see. Write it out, praise God. Put it in big block letters so that, amen, praise God, so that it can be read on the run, saith the Lord. For the vision message is a witness pointing to what is coming. Come on, somebody. It aches for its coming. Glory to God. It can hardly wait. Praise God. It doesn't lie. Praise God. It seems slow and coming, but wait, I say, on the Lord. It's on its way. It will come right on time, my Shanda, saith the Lord thy God. We praise and honor the God today. Praise God for his goodness and his mercy. Praise God. Yes, Shanda. I want to see if I can take a call. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I want somebody to talk to me. Let me know, praise God, what God has given you today. Praise God. We know the message has already been preached. Praise God. But did God encourage you today? Praise God. Letting you know, praise God, it's not over till God say it's over. It's not what you see anyway. Praise God. God, like my godmother used to say, she said, you can't see because you keep on looking. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's not what you see right now. Praise God. But you got to see through the eyes of God. Somebody shout with me. See through the eyes of God. This is your birthing season. And I know, praise God, it feels like chaos. But God is going to bring you out with a strong hand. It's God's agenda in this season. Praise God. It is God's time, praise God, to bless his people, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you might be down and out today, but you'll be up tomorrow, saith the Lord. When the baby comes out, praise God, everybody stands around and they celebrate that baby. But let me tell you, what I hear the Holy Spirit say, glory to God, glory to God. Many of you carrying babies, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But God said, some people won't even be able to come around it, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because they can't stand the blessings. You still got people around you, praise God, that got jealousy and envy spirit, and God is not going to let somebody come around that reject what he is doing in your life, praise God. So God is getting ready to do the separation. So I'm telling you right now, if you're losing some people down the line, that's because God's agenda is working out for your good, saith the Lord thy God. You should see the hands of God moving in your life, saith the Lord thy God. You should see the mighty hand of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is blessing somebody right now real, real good. You can't even perceive what God is doing. Praise God. The enemy wants to get you out the way, get you off focus. But I'm here today to tell you, don't be off focus. Praise God. I started to get me a big old sign and put it in my bedroom. It is faith. It's faith, faith, faith. Faith, faith, faith. And perseverance, saith the Lord thy God. Push forward, people of God. Push, push, push. You're pushing your babies out. Praise God. You're birthing the things that God wants you to birth out. God is blessing. Somebody say, God is blessing. God is blessing me right now. God is loosing a hold of the devil. God is blessing. God is doing the work. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because it is God's agenda. It is God's agenda. Not our agenda. It is God's agenda. Working out for our good. In this season, you should see the hand of God, and mighty, mighty, mighty is he. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come on, somebody give God the glory. Somebody, I'm getting ready to close out. Praise God. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Come on and give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Come on, it's about God's agenda today. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Pastor Ward, I'm getting ready to push the button. Praise God. Give me a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Has he blessed you today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Waters. Can you hear me? Pastor Waters. Okay. Pastor, can you hear me? Thank you, Jesus. All right. I'm going to push her off. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Pastor Burgess. Pastor Willa Mae Burgess.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Come on, Pastor. You all right over there? God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We's good over
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to wait on the Lord. Yes,
Come
Lord.
On.
It makes everybody, we know it's coming.
Amen.
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 Trusting and believing and waiting for it. And we are not nothing. We are praying. Being obedient and faithful to the Lord at all times. Every Sunday morning, it came, it lifts us up higher. Higher and higher and higher. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you, all of you. And we.
Amen.
We got so much to tell. So
much. Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't worry. God has already worked it out.
Come on. He worked it out already, right?
already. It done worked it out. We got so much to tell. So much.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So we thank you, God, for the encouragement this morning. That my God
yes,
lifts
Lord.
Higher and higher and higher. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Where's Pastor Burgess at?
Huh?
Where's Pastor Burgess? Is he around? Is Pastor Burgess around?
Yes, he is.
All right. Let me just hear from him 1 minute.
Okay. We want to hear from you. We thank God for you, sweetheart. Thank God
All
for
right, now you want.
Thank God for waking up wanting to see a brand new day that we had never seen before. Thank God
All
for
All right, you sound strong.
But without him, it would be impossible. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you and have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right, God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. I love y'all both, and I will talk to y'all soon. Thank you so much for coming on the air today. Amen. To encourage everyone, praise God, because we know that this is no barren. God says barren no more. This is our birthing season. Amen. Praise God. So just know this, people of God. God is doing great and mighty things. Amen. It is purpose in your pain. And glory to God. Glory to God. God knows that what he is doing. Praise God. So I want to read something and I'm going to pray out. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Something that I put out this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That the Spirit of God allowed me to do. Every silent weeping in your life will receive the attention of the King of Kings for a divine intervention. Come on. Your moment of tears shall give way to a season of laughter. Whatever has made you to wander around in confusion will turn around and make you a wonder to your generation. Every step you take, come on, somebody say, every step you take as from today, enjoy divine order. You will divinely be connected for greater exploits and may all audience, come on somebody, and law written contrary to your destiny, be shred in pieces in the name of Jesus. The glory, somebody say the glory, it's about the glory. The glory of the grace of God will restore back all what have been lost. God will increase and multiply your harvest. Good things will not be scarce in your life in the name of Jesus. I just want to say happy Sunday to all of you. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We are getting ready to go to the end of the month. Praise God. So we just give God the glory. Praise God for all of you that have been with me from the beginning. Amen. And you are still yet here. Praise God, because you have a purpose. Amen. Praise God. God did not take you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, because God has more for you. Praise God. So somebody shout right here with me today. It is about God's agenda and what God wants to do. Barren no more. A season of birthing. Yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you the glory. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we come and we bless your holy name. We give you glory, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for each and every one on this line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they will get divine intervention, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the fire of God will come down and consume everything that was not sent for us in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now by fire, by force, and by thunder that the Holy Ghost will take control today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless every household that's represented here today, God. Walk through their homes, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your mighty power. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, shift our mindsets today. Oh, God, that Allah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we might be walking in a dark place, but I pray, God, that the infuse of the Holy Ghost will overshadow us, and the light of God will spring forth in our lives. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, let your glory reign, let your glory reign, let your glory reign, let your glory reign in each and every life. I share. If you're here, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, lift your hands up and tell God thank you. You have another chance to do it right. You have another chance to get it right. You have another chance. Because I hear the Spirit of the living God. He said, I'm going to make everything right for you. I'm going to make the crooked places straight, saith the Lord. I'm going to bring you into divine alignment, saith the Lord thy God. You shall be blessed, because yes, it is my agenda this year. It's not about your agenda, is about my agenda. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way right now. Infuse us with your power today or from on high. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, praise God, you may do so. Praise God. All of you know the ones, praise God, know how to send your tithes and your offering. Let us stay on the air, praise God. And I thank everyone that's been a blessing to this ministry, praise God. If you need to reach me for prayer, it's 302-883-9799. And I can show you other ways that you may sow into the ministry. If you want to be a sponsor, praise God, you can still yet call me 302-883-9799. God bless you. Guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.